When the kingdom of Rehoboam was established and strong, he and all Israel with him abandoned the law of the Lord. And it came about in King Rehoboam's fifth year, because they had been unfaithful to the Lord, that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem with 1,200 chariots and 60,000 horsemen, and the people who came with him from Egypt were innumerable. The Lubim, the Sukkim, and the Ethiopians. And he captured the fortified cities of Judah and came as far as Jerusalem. Then Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam, and the princes of Judah who had gathered at Jerusalem because of Shishak. And he said to them, this is what the Lord says, you have abandoned me, so I also have abandoned you, Shishak. So the
Shishak, king of Egypt, went up against Jerusalem, and he took the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's palace. He took everything. He even took the gold shields which Solomon had made. Then King Rehoboam made shields of bronze in their place and committed them to the care of the commanders of the guards who guarded the entrance of the king's house. As often as the king entered the house of the Lord, the guards came carried them and then brought them back into the guard's room. And when he humbled himself, the anger of the Lord turned away from him, so as not to destroy him completely. And conditions were also good in Judah. Powerful and His mother's name was Nama, the Ammonitess. But he did evil because he did not set his heart to seek the Lord. Was buried in the city of David, and his son Abijah became king in his place.